The political ad running on TV stations across Alaska blasts Begich on several issues. Maybe you've seen it.
Obamacare. Mark Begich sided with Washington, putting the bureaucrats in control. EPA regulations that could hurt the Alaska economy and cost jobs. Mark Begich sided with Washington again.
The ad caught the attention of one regular Sitka Chamber attendee who wanted to learn more about it when Chris Eiler opened the floor to questions.
If you look quick enough at who sponsors it, it says U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, how does that support come about?
We look at every single Senate race. From our point of view, yes, he's Senator Begich, Senator Murkowski, they are your senators, they represent you in D.C., but they are also making decisions that impact the entire country. So, you know, from that point of view, we view it as our responsibility to look at each race and just make a decision about getting involved.
Eiler told the Sitka Chamber that the national organization's main function was to lobby Congress and the president on policy issues important to businesses, and that not every statewide or local chamber was on board when it came to backing candidates. He said the candidates were vetted by a questionnaire, interviews, and other research that the U.S. Chamber's board uses to make a recommendation or not. In the case of the Alaska Senate race, they're going with...
Dan Sullivan puts Alaska first. He has a track record of taking on Washington in the big fights over Obamacare and the out-of-control EPA. That's Dan Sullivan.
That's former Attorney General Dan Sullivan and not Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, who's running for Lieutenant Governor. Eiler said there are five Senate races the U.S. Chamber considers toss-ups this fall. Alaska's among them. Those five seats, plus two that the chamber considers wild cards, would be enough to give Republicans a majority in the United States Senate, which is currently held by Democrats. Their spending, despite the vetting process, heavily favors Republicans. According to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, the U.S. chamber has spent just over $14 million in the current election cycle, with $12 million going to support Republicans. Although the U.S. Chamber has spent some money, around $1 million, opposing some Republicans, it has spent nothing in support of Democrats. Even though Begich is an incumbent, Eiler said the Alaska Democrat did not pass muster on enough chamber issues to win an endorsement.
With incumbents, we also have a legislative scorecard where we score votes in the Senate, and then we have a scorecard based on on those votes. And if a member of the Senate doesn't score above 70%, they typically don't receive our support. In the case of Senator Begich, on our most recent scorecard, he got a 50.
When the U.S. Chamber released the ad in April of this year, the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, where Begich served as mayor for many years, immediately distanced itself. In a statement, Anchorage Chamber President Andrew Halcrow wrote, "These ads have no affiliation with the Anchorage Chamber." Alaska State Chamber President Rachel Petro told the Alaska Public Radio Network at the time, "We just have no opinion on this topic and we have nothing to do with those ads." Sitka Chamber President Tarmica McConnell said her board receives questions like this often, especially when the U.S. Chamber visits. She said, "We don't endorse candidates. Even though we're members of the U.S. Chamber, we're our own chamber." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.